Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Top leaders of political parties continue to campaign vigorously for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. President Draupadi Murmu addresses convocation ceremony at AIIMS Rishikesh, asks medical students to embrace rapid changes in medical science. RBI says conditions are shaping up for an upshift in real GDP growth. A Delhi court extends judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita till 7th May. Two naval helicopters collide mid-air in Malaysia, killing 10 crew members. And in sports, Archery World Cup begins at Shanghai in China. Indian women's team finishes as best team in qualification round. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing. It will conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Jhansgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Mr. Modi said, NDA's priority is the welfare of the poor, youth, women and farmers. He also addressed a public meeting in Thamtari town under Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency.
Bhajpa sarkar ne Chhattisgarh mein bhrashtachar aur naksali hinsa dono ko kabu kiya hai. Ab Chhattisgarh mein naksalwad tezi se kam ho raha hai. और मैं छत्तीसगढ़ को गारंटी देता हूं माओवाद को नक्सलवाद को जड़ से समाप्त करके रहूंगा.
Earlier, Mr. Modi also addressed an election rally at Unyara in Tonk Savai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan. In Uttar Pradesh, political parties came out with all guns blazing on the penultimate day of the poll campaign for the second phase of the elections. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today campaigned for party candidate Mahesh Sharma in Gautam Budh Nagar district. Addressing a large gathering, he said now the state is known for its law and order, development, investment and good governance. Another senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, held a roadshow for party candidate Arun Govil in Meerut. He addressed rallies in Amroha and Baghpat districts of western Uttar Pradesh earlier in the day. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav held a rally in Aligarh district for the SP Congress Alliance candidates Vijendra Singh from Aligarh and Jasveer Valmiki from Hathras. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati also addressed a rally in Meerut district in support of party candidate Devbrat Tyagi. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed many election meetings. Addressing the gathering in Rewa, he said, for a developed India, we need a stable, strong and decisive government. In Karnataka, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public rally in Chitradurga. Speaking on the occasion, the Congress National General Secretary raised the issue of unemployment and price rise.
Aaj hamare desh mein sabse zyada berozgari hai 45 saalon se. Petrol 100 par ho gaya hai, diesel 90 par, sona 73,000 rupay par, chandi 90,000 rupay par. Har cheez ka daam badh raha hai. MSP nahi milta. GST har saman par hai.
The Congress General Secretary also charged that the central government is not releasing funds to the states ruled by the opposition parties. On the other hand, the BJP Karnataka President B.Y. Vijendra has criticized the Congress-led state government in Karnataka for its failure to safeguard women. In Kerala, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in Wayanad this evening. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Kharge said the Congress manifesto is for the poor, youth, farmers and women. Earlier, addressing a public meeting at Chengannur, Mr. Kharge said Congress will undertake a nationwide caste-based census, not to divide the society but to know more about people's lives, education and income. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a public meeting in Rai Ganj parliamentary constituency. Earlier, he joined a roadshow in Malda town in support of the party's Dakshin Malda candidate. In Manipur, the polling teams for far-flung areas started their journey to designated polling stations for the upcoming second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Remaining teams for polling stations of two assembly segments under Faizal district will be dispatched by road tomorrow. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray for 95 parliamentary constituencies from 12 states and union territories in the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This includes 8 contesting candidates for the adjourned poll in 29 Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, one candidate from Surat parliamentary constituency in Gujarat has been elected on a post. The commission added that a total of 2,963 nominations were filed for 95 parliamentary constituencies, including Betul Lok Sabha seat across 12 states and UTs, going for polls in the third phase. After the scrutiny of all nominations filed, 1,563 nominations were found valid. The polling will be held on the 7th of May for this phase. In Jammu and Kashmir, the fate of 22 candidates will be decided by over 17.81 lakh voters of Jammu Samba Riasi Lok Sabha seat in the second phase of general elections to be held on Friday. A report.
Jammu Lok Sabha constituency is a political powerhouse renowned for its significant influence in Indian politics. As for the 2024 candidate list in Jammu Lok Sabha constituency, Jugal Kishore Sharma from BJP and Raman Balla from Congress are the prominent candidates. The 5 Jammu parliamentary constituencies spread over 3 districts including Jammu, Samba and Riasi with a total number of 17,81,545 voters, out of which 9,21,462 are males, 8,60,055 are female and 28 transgenders. The constituency has 2,416 polling stations and 18 assembly segments. The Jammu Lok Sabha constituency is one of the 88 segments across the country going to the poll in the second phase. In 2014 and 2019, BJP won the Jammu parliamentary constituency. The sitting Member of Parliament Jugal Kishore Sharma emerged victorious. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. On to other news, President Draupadi Murmu has praised AIIMS for its top-tier medical education and service provision. The President was addressing the 4th convocation ceremony held at AIIMS Rishikesh today. President Murmu said, providing world-class education and service in medicine is the national achievement of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. The President emphasized the ongoing rapid changes in medical science and urged students to embrace these changes, advocating for a commitment to lifelong learning.
चिकित्सा विज्ञान के क्षेत्र में बहुत तेज गति से परिवर्तन हो रही है परिवर्तन की यह गति बढ़ती ही रहती है इसीलिए आप सब हमेशा कुछ नए सीखने और कुछ नया करने का उत्साह बनाए रखें मैं आशा करती हूं कि कंटीन्यूअस लर्निंग और एक्सपीरियंस के बल पर आप सब अत्यंत सक्षम डॉक्टर के रूप में निरंतर सम्मान प्राप्त करेंगे तथा करुणा और परोपकार के बल पर लोगों के हृदय में अपना विशेष स्थान बनाएंगे
Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita till May the 7th in connection with a money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja directed the Tihar Jail authorities to produce both Mr. Kejriwal and Ms. Kavita through virtual conferencing on May the 7th. The Reserve Bank of India's April bulletin has said that conditions are shaping up for an extension of a trend upshift in real GDP growth backed by strong investment demand and upbeat business and consumer sentiments. The article, titled State of the Economy, said that CPI inflation settled at 4.9% in March after averaging 5.1% in the preceding 2 months. The article, however, warns that extreme weather events may pose a risk to inflation, along with prolonged geopolitical tensions that could keep crude oil prices volatile. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India truly believes that a strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation addressing challenges to comprehensive security. A successful launch of the new variant of a medium-range ballistic missile was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command today. The Ministry of Defense, in a statement, said the user launch has proven the operational capability of the command and validated new technologies. Marking the World Book Day, Sahitya Academy organized a symposium on the value of books in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Sahitya Academy Secretary K. Srinivas Rao emphasized the importance of books and urged everyone to carry forward the practice of reading. Mr. Rao said that from time immemorial, books in every form have been an integral part of human existence. He further added that books allow the discovery of various perspectives in life, which is the foundation of growth. In Malaysia, at least 10 crew members were killed when two helicopters crashed mid-air while practicing for a naval parade today. The Royal Malaysian Navy reported that the incident took place during a rehearsal for their upcoming 90th anniversary celebration at a naval base located in northern Perak state. In China, multiple days of heavy rains have lashed the southern Guangdong province, unleashing deadly floods and disrupting the lives of tens of millions of people trapped by rising waters. According to state media reports, the province has seen widespread flooding, forcing more than 1 lakh people to be relocated. The floods have killed at least 4 people in Guangdong, including a rescue worker. At least 10 people remain missing. On sports, the Archery World Cup 2024 has begun today at Shanghai in China. The Indian women's team, comprising top three scorers Venam, Swami and Parneet, finished as the best team in the qualification round with a total score of 2118. The Indian women's team will thus start as the top seeds in the competition ahead of South Korea and Mexico. The teams are ranked by adding the individual scores of the top three archers from the country. India's Jyoti Surekha Venam finished second in the women's compound qualification round at stage one. In the men's compound qualification round, no Indian finished in the top 10 of the individual event. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 195-3 in 19 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. For the Super Kings, skipper Ruturaj Gaikwad scored 107 runs from 59 balls. Earlier, K.L. Rahul led LSG, won the toss and elected to bowl against CSK. LSG had beaten CSK in their previous encounter on Friday. Currently, CSK is at the fourth spot in the points table, whereas LSG is at the fifth spot. Tomorrow, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Widespread light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied with isolated thunderstorm is expected over northeast India till the 29th of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Odisha and Sikkim for the next 2 to 3 days. Isolated rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada and several parts of South India during the next 3 to 4 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of political parties continue to campaign vigorously for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. President Draupadi Murmu addresses convocation ceremony at AIIMS Rishikesh, asks medical students to embrace rapid changes in medical science. RBI says conditions are shaping up for an upshift in real GDP growth. A Delhi court extends judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita till 7th May. Two naval helicopters collide mid-air in Malaysia, killing 10 crew members. And in sports, Archery World Cup begins at Shanghai in China. Indian women's team finishes as best team in qualification round. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.